talent, three. Hey, I said cue the talent. Two, and one.
Attention hobbyists, sports fans, and collectors nationwide and abroad. It's time to get hype. Part of live from the Mojo Break Studios. It's Dan and Doug.
Come on!
So get hyped, be hyped. This is the hype.
What is going down, everyone? MojoBreak.com's The Hype, episode 131, coming at ya. It's a solo mission today, because we've had a shelter-in-place going on where we're from here, and it's been hard to get together and record stuff. We had to send everybody home and trying to find time to do it. Myself, Dan, and the crew that we have left are basically doing shipping and doing everything, basically. So trying to find time to record a podcast has been tough. So here I am, 9:30, Thursday night. And I was like, man, got to find some time to talk about what's been going on, because there's been still stuff going on in this hobby. There's been a lot of questions you see on social media about this hobby. And, you know, the great thing about our hobby and the community that we have and the people that we have around in the hobby, it's been a great escape. I mean, breaks have still been going on. You can go check out mojobreak.com. We're going to be live tomorrow. We're going to be doing breaks. You know, a lot of other great breakers out there doing breaks as well. So that's been, you know, providing some great entertainment, because we can't, you know, there ain't no sports going on. I never in my life have I really wanted to see maybe like a single A baseball game of like the worst team. I'll take the worst teams in the league right now. You throw me whatever you got, you know. Let's watch some G League basketball. I mean, shoot, I'd even watch some hockey, whatever kind of hockey, rollerblade hockey, roller hockey, I don't know. I'll watch something. But we've really definitely had a lack of sports in our lives. But, you know, I'm a glasses half full kind of guy. This will pass. I think there's already been some good news about stuff coming out, so it will pass. But for now, we gotta figure out what we're gonna do, how we're gonna navigate through this hobby. So episode 131 is gonna be about selling and buying during this time. We're also gonna talk some NFL news, because it seems like the NFL is the only outlet of sports that has some news that we can kind of equate with the hobby right now. So there's been some exciting stuff with TB12, Kyler. I wanted to talk about the 2019 rookie class, which is, in my prediction, going to be one of the best ever, especially going into next year. I've got some ideas about that stuff. So we'll get started. And I want to get started about, you know, navigating through this hobby in these times, the times that we're going through. Once again, our hobby is an escape, but you also don't want to, you know, if you've got a valuable card, you may not want to sell right now. I think what we've seen is we're seeing about a 10% trending down on some of the bigger sales of cards. I just looked at some Zion Silver Prism 9.5s, and they seem to be holding pretty steady. But some of the cards that maybe aren't as recent have gone down a little bit. So what I would say, my advice to you guys is, you know, I would not sell auction on some high-priced cards. I would not put them on auction on eBay. I just think you're going to get a lot of less. You're getting a lot less eyeballs on them right now. You're not getting a lot of people that you normally. People have routines. I know my eBay routine is Tuesday and Wednesday when I'm buying. I'm going on there. My routine's been a little messed up. I'm not going on there at the same times. So I would keep that in mind. If you need to sell something, like you absolutely need to, I do buy now or best offer, you know, see what kind of gauge you're getting on the market, you know, keep up with some of the cards that are selling that are similar to yours, and see if you really want to take that leap. I just think that with auctions, I mean, we've seen some Giannis cards go for a little bit less than they normally went or normally were going for, and I think that's because there's less eyeballs, there's things are, you know, people got stuff going on right now. So also what I would recommend is there's a lot of other avenues. You do have people at home. People need to be entertained. People are still kind of looking for cards. So what you could do to sell your card rather than putting it on eBay and doing an auction is hit up Facebook groups. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there. There's a lot of Facebook groups out there that are specific to that type of card you're selling too. There could be a vintage card Facebook group, could be a Bowman group, could be a Prism basketball group, could be an NT football group. So you can join these types of groups and then, you know, just put your card up there for sale. The more eyeballs, maybe you have somebody that needs your card and now you're getting what you want for it if you need to sell. But once again, I would advise, you know, trying to hold on to it until sports come back, because really, you know, like I said, it only can go down right now. But it doesn't seem like things are going down yet. People are holding tight. I think people have a lot of money invested in their collections and, you know, they're just kind of hanging on. Also, other places to go on to is social media, of course, going on Twitter, Instagram. I would tag people. If you're trying to sell your cards, tag other big breakers like ourselves. If you wanted to tag us, you know, we have like 8,000-9,000 followers on Twitter. We'll for sure retweet it for you. You know, you could at tweet the athlete. They're probably not going to retweet, but you never know. They may. And this way you can get that card out there, especially if it's, you know, maybe you're trying to sell a LeBron Chrome or some kind of bigger card and you're, you know, you don't want to take the hit on eBay as far as the auction. So, and if you're not working, which I know a lot of us have been sent home, you could, you know, ramp up your social media game in that aspect. Even if you don't plan on making cards a business, if you're just doing it as a hobby, but maybe you hit something, you want to sell it. The more connections you have, the easier it is for you to sell things. You know, go ahead and add some of these influencers online, like Watch the Breaks. He's always actively tweeting. You can tag him. He'll probably retweet it ever so often. So there's other ways of like kind of moving product other than using eBay, which, you know, right now might be a little bit on a downturn because of the time that we're in. But once again, I think once sports gets going again, you're going to be able to use eBay the way you've been using eBay. So, but yeah, you know, there's lots of people. Gary V, he may retweet you. You know, always tag at Tops, at Panini, different podcast outlets. People that have a lot of followers will help your card maybe get seen on social media and maybe find that Tom Brady collector or that Ben Roethlisberger collector or that Kobe Bryant collector or, you know, of course, everybody's collecting Zion Williamson. But, you know, might find that specific person that's looking for that type of card. So, but once again, I think just to kind of navigate through everything is I wouldn't really be trying to, you know, really sell right now via auction. I think there's going to be so much of a demand once it starts happening that we're going to see a pretty big uptick on some of these values of these cards. I mean, look at what Zion Williamson did. I mean, he paid the employees that were working at Smoothie King Arena. I mean, the young man just has such a bright future. And, you know, once he gets back on that court, once Ja Morant gets back on that court, I mean, the Lakers were, LeBron could possibly have another championship. I mean, there's so many things that are going to happen that aren't happening right now that aren't going to really put eyeballs on these cards. So just some food for thought, you know. Obviously, some people need to do things and need to move things for other reasons. And this hobby is a hobby for a reason. And obviously family's first. And sometimes you need to do things like that. But there's other ways of trying to maximize your profit. Because, you know, once things start trickling down and people sell things for less, it kind of, you know, creates a vacuum effect downward, right? So, which I don't think we necessarily need to panic in this, because sports are not going away. We're just all going to get healthy. And this thing's going to go away and we're not going to be talking about it anymore. And it's just going to be a moment of time. It's going to be a blip in the radar. So I wanted to get in some NFL news. I think the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be finally great to get in the break now. You're getting into group breaks. You know, we do group breaks, mojobreak.com. But getting the Bucs now, it's not going to really be dreadful because you got that possibility of getting that TB12 auto. And this is for 2020 products. Obviously, we still have a couple 2019 products, but 2020 products. Tom Brady. I don't know if I can picture Tom Brady in that jersey. That jersey, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that jersey, I don't necessarily hate. But it's a little on the wild side, you know. It's got that kind of funky numbers going on and the colors, and then you may even have throwback day with the creamsicle. I don't know if I can picture Tom Brady in that jersey quite yet. You know, 20 years of being a Patriot is definitely hard for me to picture him in a Tampa Bay Bucks uniform. It's crazy how it all went down. I mean, if there's any man in the history of sports that deserves a contract just for his services, it's that man. I don't care if he didn't even play another game for the Patriots. Maybe he just, he was unable to physically because he's gotten old. That's what I'm saying. I don't care if he didn't play another game. Should have got a pretty sweet contract, you know, for the Patriots, saying, hey, 6 Super Bowls, what do you want, Tommy? But he didn't. He goes to the Bucks. And we'll see. I mean, it's going to be pretty interesting. I'm super excited for football. You know, Niners were 7 minutes away from winning the championship again. So, I've got my lick at my chops for next season. Another interesting thing about the Tom Brady was I heard that the Tampa Bay Buccaneers increased the price of their season tickets, and I guess there was 5,000 to 6,000 people in a digital line trying to buy tickets for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Man, what a difference one guy can make on I think it's 54 people on the roster now, right? Just adding one person like that. It's crazy, you know. A lot of retirees out in that area. I mean, Tampa Bay, I mean, you've had Jameis, you know, you've had some decent chances to win games. You know, you've had a little bit of hope. You've got 2 good receivers. Also, I wonder if Tom Brady's going to get to wear number 12, because I think Godwin is 12 at the moment. So, and Godwin coming off an epic season. So, obviously if I was Godwin, I'd give it up to the GOAT, but you just don't know what these guys are thinking. So we'll see how that plays out. But Tom Brady, the Buccaneers, is going to be pretty epic. I don't know what that means for Jameis Winston. I really haven't, unless I haven't seen any news, I really haven't heard any news what the plan is for Jameis Winston. I haven't heard about any Jameis Winston suitors. So I guess we'll see that in going forward. 5,000 yards passing from Jameis, 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions. Now, supposedly, he got his eyes fixed in the offseason. So, you know, maybe he'll see the jersey of the right team this year. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see going forward where Jameis goes. But as a Niner fan, I'm glad that we don't have to speculate about Tom Brady going to the 49ers anymore, because you got a guy that got you 7 minutes away from winning a championship. It took your team from 4-12 to 13-3. And you're talking about bringing another quarterback? Come on now. Jimmy G's our guy. So, Jimmy G. Which is also interesting because Jimmy G is from the 2014 rookie class, which our boy Teddy Bridgewater is now a Colt. So we'll see what happens there. I mean, Brissett obviously wasn't the answer, had a hot start last year. But now they're bringing in Bridgewater, who looked great when filling in for Drew Brees. So now they signed DeForest Buckner for buckets of money. And they also they signed somebody else as well, I think. Colts are going for it. They're all in. So we'll see. We got, I think, 13th overall pick from them for the Forrest Buckner trade. So, but on the topic of football, I wanted to move on to 2019 rookie class. We've got 2 big products still coming out from Panini. And National Treasures is coming out on Friday, from what I've heard. So National Treasures coming out not tomorrow, but next Friday. That would be Friday the 27th, I believe. We'll get some NT. And that's one of my favorite products, staple product for football. If you're new to collecting, the NTRPA is the most coveted card in all of football. You go ahead and, if you don't know, you've been living under a rock or you're new to this hobby, you can go ahead and just do yourself in. Blow your mind, blow your friends' minds. Patrick Mahomes, type in 2017 National Treasures rookie patch auto, Patrick Mahomes, and just take a gander at what those things go for. And there's also some other big ones, Lamar Jackson over the year. You know, some of the more recent notable quarterbacks go for crazy money. So we got this new crop running in. We're going to see Kyler's RPAs popping out. We're going to see Daniel Jones, Haskins. And that's what I wanted to mention. I mean, how epic this 2019 rookie NFL class can be. So you got Foles that just got moved out to Chicago to, you know, put a little pressure on Mr. Trubisky. So you've got Minshew, you've got Uncle Rico, you've gotten thrown it over the mountain. He's starting in Jacksonville. So you got another quarterback out of this class who's got rookie cards, who will have a rookie patch auto in NT of some sort. I don't know if he'll have the true rookie patch auto because he wasn't a rookie premier guy, but he's going to be in NT and he's got contenders cards. So I've already seen on our side, I've already seen people, as soon as the news was, as soon as Foles was shipped out, people were buying. People were buying the Jaguars. So you've got that. You've got Daniel Jones as the guy in New York. You've got running backs. You've got Jacobs. You got Miles Sanders. You know, you've got Montgomery that's going to probably get a shot. And I feel who was underused. You've got a solid wide receiver core with Metcalf, Hollywood Brown, Debo Samuel, A.J. Brown, Terry McLaurin. You've also have and this may be the Homer talking, but you've got Nick Bosa, which could be a once-in-a-lifetime type of edge rusher that we won't ever, you know, we won't see again. Maybe like a Michael Strahan or, you know, just the pressure that this guy is going to be putting on the quarterback, which his rushes and his pressures this year was insane for a rookie. So with all that being said, then you've got, you know, you got, we don't know what could happen with Stidham. Right now, it looks like Stidham is the guy in New England. They've obviously didn't sign Brady. There's rumors of them not having money to sign a free agent quarterback. But Stidham could be the guy. So you've got Kyler, Daniel Jones, Haskins, Minshew, Stidham, maybe even Stick. Who knows what's going on with Easton Stick? So there's so much potential with this rookie class heading into the 2020 season. And then you've got Kyler getting arguably the best receiver in the league in DeAndre Hopkins. So, I mean, you got a guy coming off a 500-yard season, you know, 3,500 passing, 500 rushing, and you've got him now throwing to possibly the best receiver in the league. And coming off a season where I thought Kyler looked good. Now, you know, they weren't close to making a playoff spot, but it was his first year. It was Kingsbury's first year. They were putting systems into place. And now you're putting D-Hop out there. You've got Larry Fitzgerald still playing. You've got Kenyon Drake. And call me crazy, I'm thinking that Gurley and Dan's going to say he did say this today to me. So, but I think the Cardinals are going to make a splash when it comes to a free agent running back. I think they're going to get Gurley or somebody of that nature. And honestly, the kid from the Dolphins, Drake, did well for them last year. So. You know, as scary as it sounds for a person that's in the NFC West, I think the Cardinals get close or they do it and they make the playoffs next year. And I think you're going to see some epic highlight plays from Kyler. You know, guys that have the speed that he has typically don't have the accuracy that he does. So I think he's kind of a one of a kind. I mean, he's comparable, in my opinion, to Russell Wilson, but I just the speed is crazy. So I'm invested in Kyler personally. I'm buying his contenders up as much as I can. I think the kid's going to be a star. But once again, I just wanted to tout how crazy the 2019 rookie class has kind of unfolded to be. You know, you've got just so many potential. I mean, you look at Hollywood Brown, you know, on the Ravens, like how close the Ravens were from being in the Super Bowl for – you know, Lamar won the MVP. So, I mean, I know they played really bad against the Titans, but, you know, usually teams like that come out and they kind of take their lickings, and so to speak, in their first big game of that nature. So I expect Lamar to have another great season. Hollywood Brown's going to develop a little bit more. So that's another guy. Now, when it comes to the NFL, when it comes to, you know, who to invest in, it's always quarterbacks. So if you're new to collecting, as far as, you know, who's going to have the highest value, quarterbacks always have the highest value. But running backs, wide receivers, you can really kind of do based on games. Like, you invest in Hollywood Brown and he has a 3-touchdown game, he goes up. Now, it may not sustain like a quarterback would, but you can kind of pick those pockets if you're buying and you're flipping. Is find those little pockets where you can make a little bit of money on those things. So, the quarterbacks seem to be the most steady investment when it comes to football. Just like, you know, baseball, it's all about the home run hitter. You know, basketball, it's all about the shooter, right? So, there's definitely those positions that the hobby kind of leans towards. So, I didn't even know Jordan Howard was on the Dolphins, which is crazy. A guy that's a really good running back that's now on the third team. It's crazy to me. Sorry, I'm everywhere with my thoughts. I'm just excited to be talking about sports right now. So, but anyways, guys, we've once again, check out mojobreak.com for upcoming breaks. We're live at least 5 days a week for now. We're going to get back to 7 days a week once we can get people back to work. You know, the breaks, we went live this week and, you know, everybody's been great. Everybody's getting in breaks. We're all having a good time. So if you're not doing anything and you want to get into something, just check out the site. Everything's scheduled out. Mojobreak.com on your PC. It's on the right side of the site is our schedule. So you can get into breaks. Everything's, it'll tell you what time. Our times are Pacific. So if you're, you know, home at 5 o'clock, you can see what we're doing and jump in on it. And there's price points for everybody. We do big breaks for, you know, a couple $100 a spot down to PYT, which means pick your team. You can get in for under $20, sometimes under $10. It's crazy. So just jump on there. And we're doing hockey, we're doing basketball, we're doing baseball, we're doing football. We've got something for everybody on the site. So, yeah, I wanted to thank you guys that tweeted us out. And I wanted to go over some of this because I'm a big music guy. I used to sing in a band with Dan. Dan actually was, he played guitar. He did a little drumming. He's also played a little bass. So we're all into music, going to concerts our whole lives and stuff like that. So I put out a tweet the other day and giving away $100 site credit for somebody. I wanted to know what their favorite album of all time was. And it was, I go through the thread. It's pretty cool to see what you guys like, because a lot of the stuff I like, I'm just going through right now. We got a little shout out to Philly, who listens to, he's put his favorite album was the first Korn album, which I remember headbanging in my Grand Am to Blind, you know, once that song just started, you know, just started headbanging, getting into it. We had the Bearded Budget Box Breaker, which is a good name. He picked Master of Puppets, Metallica, which is another good album. We had a lot of Led Zeppelin 4. Shout out to Cardboard Icons. Led Zeppelin 4 was actually, I think, voted on more so than any other ones that were on there. We had Illmatic by Nas, which I remember reading the source back in the day. And Nas was one of the first five mic CDs when they would rate CDs and or albums back then. My musical taste is all over the place. So you see, guys are probably thinking that maybe followed some of the responses on Twitter that I was actually Googling these artists. No, that's just how my wide range of taste is. I grew up Snoop Dogg, rap, Wu-Tang when I was younger. And then I, during all that time, my mom listened to country. So I knew a lot of prime country from the 80s and 90s and George Strait, stuff like that. And then as I got older, I got in more into hard rock with like the Metallica's, Seven Dust, Machine Head, a lot of local stuff that I listened to. So I kind of just still intertwine that into what I listen to today. So I've been to countless concerts. So just seeing these on here was really cool. It just reminded me of all the concerts I've been to. Steven says his favorite album was Snoop Dogg, Doggy Style, which is an iconic album cover. It reminds me of sixth grade, you know, going lining up in my Bookser was the school I went to, you know, fit, had the shorts and the, you had to get dressed for gym class, right? And somebody had Gin and Juice was playing on their tape player. So it reminds me of that. I got a Tool, shout out to Tool, Anemia, which is a good album. I'm not a huge Tool fan, but there's a few songs like Sober and a couple other songs I like by Tool. All Eyes on Me, Tupac. We got a shout out to All Eyes on Me, which is reminds me of riding my bike with my best friend at the time on release day, riding my bike 2 miles to go get All Eyes on Me, and then putting it in the Walkman while riding the bike, but trying not to make the Walkman skip, because as much as it said anti-skip on those Sony Discmans, they still would skip. So you'd have to make sure you weren't going over, you know, bumps and stuff like that on your bike to make sure that the, you know, the California Love did not skip, or ain't Too Hard to Find didn't skip while you're riding your bike home. So Busta, Nirvana, Nevermind, which is a classic. I don't know why Nirvana Nevermind reminds me of Weird Al Yankovic's Smells Like Teen Spirit cover that he did, which I forget. I think it says Smells Like Nirvana. I don't know why, but Nirvana, you got into more Seattle-based bands for me were STP. I think I listen to STP a little bit more than Nirvana, but definitely have some In Utero is a good album. Dan, Falcony Dan, shout out to Linkin Park Hybrid Theory, which is another great album, which at first I didn't really love the track Closer, because it was like, rap rock, they're a little more rappy than, if that's a word, than Korn. But listening to the whole album over the years, there's a song called Paper Cut, which I really love. So awesome. Mike, and if I'm boring you guys, you can obviously turn it off, but it's just fun to reminisce on some of these music artists that I listened to growing up. That all you guys share a lot of the same taste, which is awesome, because I think we all kind of grew up in that same era as well. We got a POD shout out from Mike, which Here Comes the Boom is widely used in breaks these days. And listened to the Southtown was one of the first times I've ever kept caught up on POD. So we've got a lot of Metallica references, another Linkin Park Meteora reference, a lot of Nirvana. Got a Joy Division from Matt. Shout out to Joy Division, which I did not know what that album cover was. It looked like some mountains. It didn't have a name on it, but it's Joy Division. So that's pretty cool. Pantera, a little vulgar display of power. Ricky, shout out there. Tom Petty. And that one kind of hit me because we still have a customer that is related to Mr. Tom Petty. And we were able to... it was Game 7 of the Cleveland Cavaliers Golden State Warriors finals. It was when the Warriors were up 3-1 and they wound up losing to the Cavaliers Game 7. We met with our customer and Tom Petty at the San Francisco right before a show. So Tom Petty was touring with his original band, which wasn't the Heartbreakers, it was Mudcrutch. So they were touring, and our customer said, "Hey, you want to come and chill with me and Tom Petty?" And I was like, "Yeah." So I went up there, and he's a big basketball fan, so he was watching the Warriors Cavaliers game, and you know, just sat and talked to Tom Petty, and he reminisced on a few stories, and you know, we were told just treat him like a regular guy, which we did. You know, we were just like, "Hey, he was talking basketball with Tom Petty as he." Smoked his American Spirit cigarette and told us the story of how you can only, if you're lighting a match, you can only light two cigarettes with one match, because if you lit a third one with the same match, then it's unlucky. Because I guess in wartime, a soldier would get shot by the time he was able to light the third cigarette, or whatever they called them back then. Before he would write the third, he would get shot that time. So it's unlucky to do so. So he would just tell us that story. He's just a super cool dude. Very grounded. You wouldn't just like, you wouldn't even know he's a celebrity. He's just a musician, right? Just loved music. Loved his wife, loved his son. Played, just jammed out. We got to go backstage at the Fillmore, which is another just epic location in San Francisco. Jimi Hendrix played there. You know, Jim Morrison, all these legends played there. We got to hang out backstage. And then we went back and we hung out with Tom Petty even more. He signed some photos and stuff for us and took some pictures with us. And we went on our way. Little do we know, we were actually at the same hotel that LeBron James and the Cavaliers were partying after they beat the Warriors in the finals. So me being a Warriors fan, it was a little bit easier to take the loss knowing that I was hanging out with Tom Petty. Whatever. But we didn't see LeBron, but apparently he was at the same hotel. So that's a pretty cool story. So shout out to who put the Tom Petty on there. That was David M threw that on there. So we got some Sublime, we got some more Dr. Dre references. Dr. Dre, one of the just greatest beats maker of all time, up there with Timbaland, in my opinion, up there with Neptunes. But Dr. Dre, I lean a little bit more towards from being from the West Coast. We had some Alice in Chains. We had some Cypress Hill, Candlebox. Old Dirty Bastard, Bruce Springsteen, AC/DC. This is just music you guys like, which is awesome. I actually just recently purchased a record player, so I've been trying to ingest music in album form, and rather than having like extreme ADD and clicking on my iTunes and clicking from song to song and not even letting them finish. So I've been buying records now and listening to music a little bit differently these days, and it's cool to see your guys' musical taste. I actually bought a record because Chris, shout out to Chris, Chris Wuya, Wu-Tang fan, but his favorite album is Deftones Around the Fur, which is pretty close to my favorite album. So I was like, you know what? I got to buy that on vinyl next. So I went on Amazon, and thankfully they're sending albums. Like, it's taken a week, which I'm fine with, because just make sure you deliver everything else first. But I'm going to get the Around the Fur album in about a week. So I'm stoked. I'll be able to play that on my record player and stuff like that and show the kids and blowing their minds on how this thing's spinning around. It's playing some music. But anyways, pretty much sums up today's show. Just wanted to put some content out for you guys. I missed doing the show this week. You know, we weren't able to all get together in the same office and do the show. So hopefully next week we'll be back to, you know, doing the show, but we may be doing more audio podcasts in the future as well. Also, check out the Hobby Hotline. Dan was on the Hobby Hotline last Saturday. A great show. We do it with some great podcast hosts about the cards. We got Let Me Get That Potograph on there, Sports Card Nation, NASCAR Radio. And if I'm forgetting anybody, I'm sorry. It's getting late over here. But just a great show. And Dan was on last week with Val from NASCAR Radio and Drew from Let Me Get That Potograph. And they were actually talking more about the coronavirus and how it maybe would affect the National. And that was on Saturday, so we've had some news in between then. But they have definitely some nice takes. And the great thing about that show is that you can call in. So it's every 8 a.m. It's every Saturday, not every 8 a.m. It's every Saturday at 8 a.m. live on YouTube. And there's an option for you to call in and ask questions and be part of the show, which is awesome. So check that out. But that's it. Check out mojobreak.com. We're actually running a free 3-box Optic Contenders break right now, which you can access through our Facebook, or I think it's pinned on Twitter. I think it's pinned on Facebook as well. So free to sign up. 32 winners. They'll get a team in 2019 Optic Contenders. And, you know, you get the Cardinals. We pull a Kyler Murray, who I'm high on, and that could be your card. So be sure to check that out. Sign up. It's free. All you got to do is throw your email, your name in there, and your favorite sport. You're signed up. We'll do a random live on April 8th on YouTube, and we'll see who wins, and it's free. So just want to get our name out there for people who haven't tried us out, and also give a shot to, you know, just say we appreciate you guys sticking with us and getting into breaks and allowing us to do these breaks. So but that's it. That's all I got for the show. Appreciate you guys. Check us out at mojobreak_com on Twitter and Instagram, and also like us on Facebook, guys. Peace out.
And that's it. Thanks for watching this episode. Visit mojobreak.com for more info and your break spot.